This is Desi DeLauro, and you're listening to We Can Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 with your host Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tia, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
KT 90.3 FM, another edition, jam-packed edition of the Weekend Groove is getting ready to go down this, the 8th of October, right here in the city of Mount Real. I am Mr. Mikey Don, and he is Mr. Everton Green, or DJ Everton Green, I should say, and we are your Weekend Groove crew. We got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you today, most notably at about quarter after the hour of 10 o'clock, we're going to be speaking with Christopher Thompson of the Federation of Black Canadians right here at 10:15. They're based out of Toronto, but they're a nationwide organization, so we're going to find out a little bit more about the FBC and what it is that they do and what they've got to offer and how you can get involved. So stick around for that. We'll be talking with him in about 15 minutes, about quarter after the hour of 10 o'clock. And for those of you that would like to join us, we'll be doing a Facebook Live. So just check out The Weekend Groove on Facebook. That's facebook.com/The Weekend Groove. And you'll find a live there if you want to participate or just view it. But we'll be doing the simulcast for both of those. All right. As well, just gotta send some shout outs. First up, big shout out going out to one of our favorites here at the Weekend Groove, Mr. Wayne Tennant, dropped his brand new EP called Curfew Flowers tonight. Tremendous album. I love it. Of course, I gotta play a track off of there. So you never know, I might sneak in too, but I got to sneak something in courtesy of Sailing as well with Cosmic Island that dropped last week. But I just, because we were doing First Fridays, I didn't get to drop nothing from there. So I got a track from there as well. Got a shout out artist called Ray Black with her brand new album called Access Denied. Then, of course, Neo got a new album as well. And then Life Was Beautiful. And we got a couple tracks from that. My voice is gonna change. I want to send two bad words to Everton Green because I had this whole nice set up, and then he punched a whole bunch of holes in my set, and I had to recalculate and re-coordinate my my set because he had a whole bunch of stuff in there because there's so much goodness. There's a few tracks from Neo. I got something brand new though, courtesy of Kenyon Dixon. He's got some stuff from Vito and Ari Lennox. As soon as I heard that track, I was like, damn. After Seven, a track I've been looking for a while, he got something from there for you from that. Some brand new courtesy of Anthony Hamilton off of his latest CD album called Love is the New Black. You've got something courtesy, brand new courtesy of Skip Marley and Popcorn called Vibe. So he'll get you a little bit of that later in the hour. Something brand new from Chaka Khan. So, you know, music, it's fall. Fall seems to be the time, although this entire year has been a beautiful year when it comes to music. So gotta just shout out every artist out there that's doing their thing and producing music and putting music out there so we can do our thing and share that goodness with you, all right? So if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at Weekend Groove, as well as on Twitter at Weekend Groove, and you can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/The Weekend Groove. As I said, about quarter after, we'll be talking with Chris Thompson of Federation of Black Canadians. So just a few minutes before that, I'll log in and then he'll join us and we'll get the vibe going. In the meantime, I'll kick it off a little something courtesy of the one and only Mr. Kenyon Dixon. Brand new track courtesy of him. It's called Morning After. Just love the jam. Loving this jam. Slow jams for you. All right. Keep it locked. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM.
What up, y'all? This is Ro Dollin. Right now, you're listening to The Weekend Groove right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. All right? Don't touch that dial, players. Yeah.
Look me in my eyes just a little. Cry just a little. Baby, just follow my lead. Won't you act surprised just a little? Comply just a little for me. Whatever you want, you should take it. Don't be mistaken. Want you to get whatever you need. I'm here to take your love, unawaken. Show you everything you could be. Be pick up my friends inside. What you came for? You know you're dealing with. Ooh, look at how it flowers bloom. Pretty little thing, who knew? Fucking like there ain't no rules. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. You should free your mind and explore. That's what the morning after's for. Don't you be surprised when you feel it. Ooh, what a feeling. That's how you know we're on our way. Emotion inside through the ceiling. Search you will get it just wait. Just relax, let me take ya. Come on, turn to the side just a little bit. Think all day, now you really can't get in the way. Ain't this what you came for? You know who you're dealing with. Ooh, look at how the flower bloom. Pretty little thing, who knew? Fucking like there ain't no.
is everything for me. You are a queen, you always keep it G. For me, that's why I gotta thank for you.
It's true, oh, oh.
It's that sundress with no panties on for me. It's that fuck me with the camera on for me. It's that bullshit, don't care what it costs, shit. Yeah, that's for me, it's everything for me. It's that know what I want, it's that know what I don't. It's that cocky shit, block me shit, it's that hang up the phone. It's the look in your eyes, yeah, I know that it's mine. Love when you talk your shit, like I won't get you right. It's that no makeup in the morning for me. Breakfast in the morning for me. Roll my weed in a seat and fuck me to sleep. It's the way you put a bitch in a place. Baby, don't play. Like if you talking to him, you talking to me. That's that energy. Oh no.
For me, it's everything for me.
You are a queen.
A queen.
You always keep it G.
You always lies I knew was gonna break. So why you looking at me like this was a big mistake? You got a habit of talking before you contemplate. So while you wait, bars I knew was gonna break. Yeah, God is my witness. I'm pretty good at forgiveness, but I'm better at none of my business. So boy, don't you try it now. Cause I'm just be here for seasons, and you know I got my reasons. We fall so far from dreaming, bobbing and weaving. Now you say you can't believe what I done. Funny to mention when you was the one saying that you thought that we needed space. Had a little bit too much on your plate, yeah. Now you up in my place, and you up in my face. Such a waste, talking about things that I cannot erase. Cause I knew it was on a break. So why you looking at me like this was a big mistake? You got a habit of talking before you contemplate. So while you wait, cause I knew it was on a break. Yeah. Picture them pictures I got on my phone, if that's what you want. Checking that call log to see you been calling me when I'm at home all alone. You in the zone, don't like your tone. Could it be that I finally have grown? Chasing the bone, what you been on? Matter of fact, this might just be my best song. Now you say you can't believe what I done. Funny to mention when you was the one saying that you thought that we needed space. Had a little bit too much on your plate, yeah. Now you up in my place, and you up in my face. Such a waste, talking about things that I cannot erase. Cause I knew it was gonna break. So why you looking at me like this was a big mistake?
It's been a while now, if you don't hate me. Ain't been on beast mode, I've been in the house down south going crazy. Ain't been dropping pins like I used to. Ain't been on savage like I used to. Wasn't really trying to say it, but I miss you lately.
I miss you.
Wish you was on my time, wish you was by my side. We be getting lit right now, sip me do say right now. Babe, can you forgive me? Stuck in the city. But if we wasn't locked down right now, we'd be turning up right now. In California, wanna change the scene, let me come and join ya. Stretched out at the Hotel California. Girl, I'm tryna meet, I'ma pull up on ya. How's the view from California? I'm on my way to come and join ya. Stretched out at the Hotel California.
Trump, pop it. Gotta watch for the pops, I'm popular. Sit you in a Rolls Royce, I got the truck. I'm the man in my city, they show me love.
Show me love.
Let me speed things up and gliss you up. When you see me with my shorty, don't interrupt. No palm trees in the back, that's focal up. Late to the sunset, you tan it up. Got a question, can I make you mine? Can I take you courtside to see LeBron? Can I put you in a condo in the sky? Can I put your necklace on winter time? Man, I got a lot riding on my line. And I got a lot of money on my mind. Yeah, baby, we can go for it. Fly you from the south for it. When they open up, I'ma show you
how they doing in California.
Yeah.
I wanna change the scene, let me come and join ya. Stretched out at the Hotel California. Girl, I'm tryna meet, I'ma pull up on ya. I'ma pull up. Wish you was on my time, wishing you were by my side. We be getting lit right now, sipping Dulce right now. Babe, can you forgive me? I'm in between cities. Locked down right now.
About to go live in just a little bit, but I'm going to just drop one more track as I wait for our guests to come on board. Got a little something remix for you, courtesy of Wizkid, Justin Bieber, and Tems. This is Essence for you, all right? Keep it locked. It's a little remix, all right? As we wait, just enjoy the vibe. Chris online here. I should have mentioned that to him before. It really kind of sucks. You have to use your phone to get online. All right, so we got Chris. Chris, you want to just say something? Let me see if I got some volume for you.
Hello, thanks for having me.
All right, so we good. So I got you there. panel on in a second. Okay, that's all right. So, thank you, Chris, for joining. Really appreciate this this opportunity to talk to you guys. So we got Chris Thompson. He's the executive director of the Federation of Black Canadians. When was the federation established?
The federation was established late at the end of 2017, basically November. So basically going into 2018 is when it was registered.
Yeah.
There was a steering committee of group members meeting in the summer prior to that, just having conversations and trying to establish what may happen later on. But it was formally registered just before 2018 began.
Okay. And so what is the mission of the Federation of Black Canadian, I'm going to say FBC because it just gets
to be
a mouthful after a little bit.
No problem. Basically, the mandate is to basically work toward the advancement of the social, political, economic, and cultural interests of Black Canadians as a high level. But in terms of what we do, basically, it's a lot of connection, communication, and trying to really connect Black voices and groups across Canada and help toward advocacy toward the federal government, and also making sure that information from the federal level is disseminated to people at a local and or across provinces.
Okay. And to achieve that, I understand you guys have, well, I'm saying like, I'm talking like I don't know, but I do. So you guys have regional hubs. You want to talk a bit about that? You have the regional hubs to make sure there's representation.
Yeah. So regional hubs, we have regional hubs, the youth council. We have partners in principle, a group of Black-led organizations across Canada. So basically, those are our different methods of really trying to directly communicate. We have our listserv as well with over 6,000 to 7,000 people on it. But in terms of the hubs, that model was created to ensure that basically we could, on a regular basis, connect with people, local people on the grounds in different provinces. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, like our hub in Quebec that has been established, and we have Ontario, BC, Alberta, and others in the works as well. And those just allow us that even though we have registered members across Canada, we try to engage as much as we can. Mm-hmm. The hub's idea was created to have a community table and most that people could come to have local, regular conversations, build ambassadorship, give us feedback on our work, learn about what's happening in the community, and be able to have a regular connection to them. And more importantly, it was also to be used for the community to have a solid table that they can come and organize at. We often know that groups try to connect and meet, but often it's done in a voluntary manner where it's hard to upkeep, so that we supply actually an admin coordinator that helps to ensure that coordination can run and meetings can occur regularly without hiccup.
Okay. And you want to talk a bit about the youth hub as well? So there's youth representation as well?
Correct. So there's a youth council as well. So how we have at our board level, we have two formal seats that are to recognize young adults. So they're specifically made for those under 30 years old and that can hold those seats. And then also within that, there's a youth council, which is co-led by those two members and has an executive team of members across Canada. Right now, I think there's about 13 members in that council. Mm-hmm. And then they have their own kind of, group that meets in a wider net of general members, about over 200 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And within all of that, can you describe some of the services or some of the programs that you're doing? I know.
So if anybody goes to our social media right now and you see every month, it's usually targeted toward a different topic around anti-Black racism or even just the connection and knowledge around the Black identity. I think right now they're even doing Black hair and what it means space or so forth. There are going to be stories, tips, techniques, things that have worked, and so that people can go to that for education or for support, or even for us to help rally and know that you're not alone. So that will be introduced later on this month. And they've been working on this campaign virtually for the last couple of months, 4 or 5 months, and it would lead and up with this digital toolkit. So that's one big thing that the Youth Council is leading. Another service that we're also offering is for Black-led organizations, in terms of, we call them PIPs, Partners in Principle. So when they sign up, it's kind of like they're aligned with us in principle, but initiative. And what we're doing is, we did a survey, and a lot of them needed capacity building. So we do these, one free thing we do is these online webinars and sessions. So we've done things for pulling money from governance, finance, grant, 101, writing, the setting up operations. And what we do is, in an hour, try to give them as many tips and techniques that we can, you know, set up things for free, get discounts, and help them as they're building. And then apart from that, we have a trustee model. That we're offering, or that we know that some groups don't isn't easy for them to get grants and funding as easy. Mm-hmm. So through us, they're able to apply and add us as a trustee on some applications. That way it can help as we take the burden of the higher level of audits and things, and so we can transfer funds.
So you guys so act as a fiduciary for the funds, is that it? Or
correct. Okay. We do that, but it's not just that. Our model is a little bit more. So when we do that, we also organize, a capacity building mechanism with them. The idea is that we don't want to continually do this. So we want to train them up. And then at the end of it, the buy-in is that they actually have to be added to our list, so that if there's new groups in the area that want to grow, they would actually hopefully be able to be a trustee for them in future years. And it keeps it going.
All right. All right. And I know, because I'm somewhat involved. So you have this whole pandemic. There's many groups doing stuff. But what is the FBC doing in regards to the pandemic and trying to help out with that, and information wise and so forth?
No problem. Well, a lot of groups are doing a lot of things. Like you say, that I want to thank all the groups doing different work, whether it's local at the grounds, helping organizations, or anything else. At the FBC level, at the national level, the biggest thing that came for us, what we heard voices, was around this idea of needing race-based data to be able to make true change at a national level and push policy changes and shape what happens and how we are supported, or the government brings us support. And so what we did is, we lobbied the government for the need for race-based data, but not just lobbied them, but initiated a campaign. Mm-hmm. Once we had over 40,000 people sign our petition at that time, I think a year and a half ago, for the need for this. So we've been able to spur funding for a national race-based data campaign that we've been able to kick off. And the idea is that this would actually be able to collect that across Canada. We have researchers across Canada collecting. We have U of T on board as our national partner on research. And so there's actually a group of Black-led researchers from U of T and from the community, and ambassadors from different parts of Canada getting together. And we're rolling out this national survey to really get you'd get access to what we call our Nation Builder internal listserv. And really, you'll get newsletters of opportunities, and you can really just pick. If you say you want to be a part of a hub, then you'll get an email probably from one of our hub coordinators. Mm-hmm. That you'll get an email from, or the Youth Council, then you'll get one from the Youth Council, and it really just goes from there. So basically what they see, either through our website, social media, or even attending events, mm-hmm. you really just say, hey, I would love to get more engaged, name what you want, or just say in general. And then we follow up with either a survey, interest or opportunities, and then the kind of kicks off from there.
Nice, nice. And so what do you guys have planned coming up? Do we see an exit, a slow exit out of this pandemic? And when that happens or is about to happen, are you going to be doing more in-person stuff, or are you going to be sticking with the virtual Zoom and whatnot for...
Actually, the interesting fact is right before COVID hit, I was actually in Quebec, Montreal, and that's where we actually did when we intended this to be in person, the hubs. We kicked off a Montreal hub meeting right before, I think it was February, right before the lockdown happened.
Yeah.
So the goal would be to get back to that, because that was a true, you know, our community, we like to see each other, we like to meet. So we had investments, and we were ready to kick that off, and Montreal was our last stop. Right there, so you know, hopefully, if we're able to, and restrictions are down. And we can make it feasible to do it.
You know how?
Or you want to do a general member, paid member, a youth council member, or a PIP member, any of those forms come up, and you get to read what it means to be a member like that, what you get in return, what we ask for from you, and then you can click and put in your information, and it's free. Most of them are free, except for the paid membership. It's a little different. But then other than that, you get information and you're right into our listserv, and information will get plugged into you, and you can even click the regions you're in and what information you want to hear about.
Okay. And just quickly, the hubs that exist right now are in which provinces?
The ones that exist formally right now is Ontario, BC, Alberta, Quebec, and we're working on more coming up.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Chris Thompson of the Federation of Black Canadians. Please get involved, folks. Get involved. There is so much, and one of the things I was mentioning at one time in one of the meetings is that there's so many organizations out there, but I'm finding personally the FBC is the one that really is national in the sense that they've set up hubs in provinces and are continuing, but there is, you know, the Canadian Black Chamber of Commerce for anybody that's interested in that, in getting involved in the commerce side. There's Black North Initiative, and there is probably a few others that I'm drawing a blank on right now, but you know, start somewhere. Let's get involved, let's get united, and make a on with COVID and doing some a questionnaire. I'll be sharing that on our social media in the coming days, just so we can. It's Candida. I don't remember the full details of it, so but we'll get that up and share it with everyone, so you can check us out. As I said, at Weekend Groove on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/TheWeekendGroove, and you'll get all the that information. So if you want to get involved in this this study that she's doing on the how COVID is affecting the Black community, as well as if you want to share too, as they're looking to collect more stats on the impact of COVID on the Black community, make your voice be heard if it hasn't already. So, Chris?
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk. We'll be talking again. All right. KT 90.3 FM.
you can get it in a symphony. When you start loving, I'll stay true. If you start loving, I'll take you. And I'll say, my mind is going in and all along time, picking up adrenaline, preaching their fakeness. My heart's so fed it up, I'm so lost, I'm in and out of darkness, feeling defective. Looking for something to shelter my head, filtering false back to what is real. Something delusional.
We're still here. We're still here.
Souls who didn't make it. Oh, we feel like the never be in the hope that tomorrow will be just lighter, a little brighter. For God's sakes, we need a bit more humanity. What can I say?
You got a lot to say lately. You got a lot of drink up and don't say another word.
Quiet, don't say nothing, hear me out. Quiet, don't say a word, I'm talking now. Quiet, don't say a word, just hear me out. I need you to be quiet.
Don't talk no more, don't talk no more, just let it go.
Got a lot of nerve, baby, trying to tell me what to do. You the one been acting crazy, baby, just wanna know the truth. Who's Natasha Kelly?
Reclaim, reclaim, reclaim my time. Reclaim, reclaim. mind, I'm the one you slide to. And you said change the subject, don't talk about it. Talking about it makes it real, and somehow they all find out. I don't care, they can say what they want. They wonder when she was creeping around. Someone tell me how to love.
Artist goes by the name of Shaka featuring Imani Williams with a track called Doing Time. Before that, Jasmine Sullivan with Tragic, her with Closer. I'm going to get the original Closer in there, Guapelli, with that, but I love what her did with it. Tone Stith featuring Kiana Lede with Be Quiet, Shahara making of an Angel, Victoria Monet with Coastin, and Wayne Tennant with Sun and the Moon. I want to say send my apologies. I understand the feed wasn't the greatest on Facebook or on over the airwaves and internet. There was a bit of cutting out and stuff, so I apologize for that. Don't know what happened there, so we'll hopefully correct that for future sessions. And speaking of future sessions, next week Friday we'll be speaking with DJ Killa Jules. She's got a brand new album out called Sagittarius, I believe. That's it. Hold on, I'm I'm gonna make a fool of myself. No, I don't want to do that. But she got a brand new CD album out. It's coming out, I should say, and it's called Sagittarius, as I said. That's next week, Friday. We'll be speaking with DJ Killa Jules, Montreal's own top female turntablist, and she's got her first production coming out, and I'll be featuring some music from her next week. Saturday, I'm going to be Facebook Live with author Russell Brooks and his brand new novel that's coming out shortly called Jam Run. He's going to be doing a reading, and we're going to be talking about that and the significance of the whole storyline. He's a mystery novel writer, so we'll be talking with him next week, Saturday. So that'll be a Facebook Live, but if Facebook is acting up, I'm just going to do it on Instagram. All right, so in the meantime, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Everton Green, and we're going to take you up to the midnight hour. All right, so keep a lot, don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
The Weekend Groove, 90.3 FM.
Where you been looking for your love? I can't find no one. It seems like I can't find no one to trust. You wish we were switching places, but you know my situations. I can't catch no feelings, cause that shit bad for business. You mad you did me wrong and I start acting different. You let me down so many times, I let you back in. Now it's too late to press rewind. Look how you acting, yeah. No, I ain't going back in time, but you been stuck on my mind. I know a real so hard to find. They say that real love's so hard to find. Well, I hope that I found you. I know your last down true. Yeah, I pull up, pick you up round one.